Hi, everyone. This is Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen Magazine. I'm here with our depth of field columnist, Kelly Sidorek, and she's going to tell us a little bit about systems learning and the fifth discipline.
Thanks, Lisa. I was doing some research and came across a book that I had called The Fifth Discipline by Peter Senge, and he wrote it in the 90s, and it's about the art of a learning organization, which I think is so important and relevant to the teams and family operations we're involved in. So I started checking it out and realized that what he wrote, you know, a number of years ago is still very relevant. And he talks about four basic disciplines and then came up with the one that he adds as the fifth discipline, which is so very important. So the first four, one is personal mastery. So making sure that we are on our own path of continuing professional development and learning. The next one he talks about is looking at our mental models or the paradigms and thinking about, you know, these are the beliefs that we operate under in our operations, not to say they're bad or good, but are there some that aren't serving us anymore in the ways, you know, are we getting a bit too focused on one thing? And maybe we should be considering more options, I think, you know, thinking of a growth mindset. The other one, which I've talked about lots and refer to all the time, is the idea of that shared vision of the team. So he goes on to say, you know, that the first thing you need to do is make sure that you help individuals and support them with their own personal vision, and then go through different processes to incorporate that for the whole team or family operation. And I think that's one of the things that I'm really realizing is, you know, we go through it and I work with others that, you know, it's really important that the vision that I have and my husband isn't going to quite be the same as for when the next generation, the kids are more involved. And, you know, I guess in my nudging one of a couple of months ago where I said, you know, kind of step back and get out of the way, but really making sure that you do take some time and work on what does a really successful operation look like. And hand in hand with that is what about our team learning? And, you know, I thought of also the reference that I made a little bit ago to the livestock handling workshop that we took with Don Notto and the importance of, you know, I can have all this information and some skill as an individual, but now when I go out and work with the rest of the team or whoever else is involved, you know, realizing that it's a whole nother set of putting that together. And certainly I've been thinking about that watching Yellowstone when there's been lots of gathering and lots of cowboys getting together, and you realize to get animals in that the other part of that is the perspective again too, because what I see at the tail end of the herd from the bottom of the hill is totally different from what our son sees you know, at the top of the hill on the side closer to the gate. So I thought that was an interesting piece of it.
Thanks again, Kelly. As always, great chatting with you.